Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And neighbors, a story I will tell. Come, all you friends and neighbors, a story I will tell. Concerning Hiram Hubbard and the way in which he fell.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Josh Joplin and Garrison Starr may cover traditional folk ballads, but that doesn't mean you'll see them picking banjos or wearing petticoats at a bluegrass festival near you. On their self-titled debut, the veteran solo artists came together to create a distinctly modern take on centuries-old traditionals like this one, Hiram Hubbard. They're here to play live in our studio and to talk about their new album as Among the Oak and Ash. And they're going to start us off with a song about doomed romance called Peggy O. It's Among the Oak and Ash, live on Soundcheck.
We rode out to Fenario. As we rode out to Fenario. Our captain fell in love with a lady like a dove, and he called her by name, Peggy O. Won't you come with me, pretty Peggy O? Won't you come with me, pretty Peggy O? And if you'll come with me, we'll cross the great blue sea. Won't you marry me, Peggy O? I cannot marry you, a sailor, no. I cannot marry you, a sailor, no. I cannot marry you and cross the ocean blue. I cannot marry you, Serena. What would your mother say, pretty Peggy O? What would your mother say, pretty Peggy O? What would your mother say if I told her you could stay? What would your mother say, Peggy O? For this gilded dove, pretty Peggy O. And for this gilded dove, our captain died for love.
Among the Oak and Ash is the name of the duo. Josh Joplin singing, playing acoustic guitar. Garrison Starr singing and playing electric guitar. And the song is Peggy O. And Garrison, Josh, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks,
John.
Thanks so
much for having us. Thank you for having us.
So we just spent the first half of the show talking about music inspired by a book that's almost a century and a half old.
Exactly.
Here you guys are playing songs, many of them, you know, originating from the same time period. And,
absolutely.
You know, do they still sound relevant? Do they feel relevant? Do they feel current to you guys today?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I mean, I can say, like, from experience, I know nothing about the music, to be honest. I really don't know that much about
it. So you're saying from inexperience,
yeah,
then?
Well, from experience, yeah. In inexperience, yes.
the experienced inexperience.
Yeah, I mean, when Josh brought a lot of these songs to me, like, a lot of them I'd never heard, and they sounded awesome because they have great melodies and they're songs people love to sing, and I think that's, you know, what makes them timeless and great.
I think, too, it's like the songs constantly take on the age that they're living in, and somebody's adding to them. And so, therefore, they don't seem like history. They constantly are evolving.
So Peggy O 100 years ago may have sounded different, but yeah. Peggy O 75 years ago would have sounded different again.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, so it just continues to grow. People are, one of the reasons why these songs have sometimes 20, 25, 30 verses is because someone is bringing their experience to this song, and they're writing to that experience, and they're writing from that experience into the song.
And many of these songs have so many versions. I mean, you do a song called Shady Grove,
yeah.
which I know I know that melody as Maddie Groves.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right.
And then there's another song called Little Margaret, which is essentially the same, completely different titles, but very, very similar songs.
Well, one of the things that we tried to do, too, was to pay homage to the music by doing what I call, I don't know if... In folk music, you don't really say standards, but that's really, this music's been here long enough that we can call them standards. And I would call that Shady Groves, Maddie Groves, any of these songs, they're really standards. And we wanted to have a nod to those songs, as well as trying to play some of the more obscure, maybe, songs mm-hmm. like Angel Gabriel or...
So you will do something like Water Is Wide and you
right,
know
exactly.
All the
That's
Pretty Little Horses.
Yeah,
those are standards.
Yeah, we call those standards.
Yeah.
Okay. Garrison, where did you grow up? Is this kind of a southern accent?
I grew up in northwest Mississippi in a little town called Hernando. It's right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
So you didn't hear any of this music, this kind of...
I got to be honest with you. I didn't. I mean, you know...
Until this northerner brought it to you.
Isn't that so interesting? I mean, here's the thing. I grew up in the Methodist Church, so, like, you know, I know a lot of gospel songs, but Angel Gabriel is one of my favorite songs because it's a gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, I grew up learning that music, but I never really heard a lot of these old folk songs, mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, I knew The Water Is Wide. That's one that
I brought
to the table, and I love that song, and I have a version of Carla Bonhoff doing it from when I was, like, 5 years old. My aunt used to make me cassette tapes from her albums, she and her husband, and that was on there, and I've had it forever, and I actually tried to play it recently, and I realized cassettes don't age well. It was pretty warped.
Unlike folk songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So Angel Gabriel is the song you're going to do next. What was it like actually growing up with this song to then pick up the electric guitar and try and make something new out of it?
Well, I mean, again, like for me... it was the way that the songs kind of sound was natural for me because I just, and this is the way that I play. So it was like, you know, we got into the studio to record these songs and it was like, okay, this is how I hear it, you know? And it was so fresh for me. It's not like I've been playing this music for a long time and then I was like, ooh, I got to figure out how to detach myself. It was like, oh, that's cool, let's do that. Oh, that's a cool one, let's do that. Yeah, I don't really like that one. Oh, that sounds good. You know, in a lot of ways, I was a sounding board for Josh because he knows this music better than I do. And so he came and he started playing something and I was like, I don't like that. But then he would play something else and I was like, ooh, let's do that.
Yeah.
And so it was really neat in that way. You know, it was fresh for me, for sure.
Well, too, I think as a northerner, I had some sort of stereotype that Garrison would know these songs simply because she grew up in the area she grew up in. And I just assumed that there would be some of this music. And the truth is for me, when we were sitting down and doing that and going through that process of playing songs and Garrison hit on The Water Is Wide, it was then that I knew... Yes, this is right. This is where we ought to be.
Well, I mean, I grew
great.
Up with, like, my mom loved the Ink Spots, Marvin Gaye, and the Animal House soundtrack.
Right.
My dad loved Cream, the Yardbirds, the Beatles,
right.
the Stones. Like, that's what I grew up listening to. Like,
right.
when I brought the Bangles into the house, my parents were like, what? So, like...
All right, now you've both mentioned Angel Gabriel. That's mm-hmm. that's the next song.
Yeah.
How old a tune do we have any
idea? I think this song to me, this is definitely an American folk song in my opinion. I mean, and of course I know some of your listeners know this music much better than I do, but I would imagine this is an American folk song because it just
as opposed to one from Ireland,
right?
Or Scotland,
as opposed to being like imported. I mean,
yep.
I just there's something about it that just sounds like it comes out of the African American tradition and. That's my guess. I learned it from Carrie Norris, who is Lily Mae Ledford's granddaughter, and she thinks that it's probably an African song or from African roots.
All right, let's hear it. Live performance from the duo known as Among the Oak and Ash. Their CD is out on the Verve Forecast label, but they're playing live for us here in our Soundcheck studio.
Oh, my soul, I'm bound for to rest in the arms of the angel Gabriel. And I'll climb up the hill and look to the west. I'm crossing over Jordan to the land. And I'll sit me down in my old armchair. People, I will not be tired. And though Satan may speak, I will take my ease. To warm myself up by the fire. And I'll shout and I'll dance. And I'll rise up early in the morning. I will rise and rub my sleepy eyes. When Gabriel comes blowing on his horn. Oh, my soul, I'm bound for to rest. I'll rest just as sure as I am born. And I'll sing like a blackbird sitting in its nest when Gabriel comes blowing on his horn. And I'll throw my clothes up on the shore, new garments I will have to wear. And I'll have new shoes and never get the blues. The angels will come and curl my hair. And I'll shout and I'll dance. And I'll rise up early in the morning. I will rise above my sleepy eyes. And Gabriel comes blowing on his horn. And I won't weep when it's time for me to leave. I'll pack up my bandbox and go. Goodbye, old friends, there isn't time to grieve. I'm moving up to glory very slow. And I'll eat my meals three times a day. You bet your life I will not be late. And I'll have lots of fun when all you people come. So I'm gonna take the tickets at the gate. And I'll shout and I'll dance. And I'll rise up early in the morning. I will rise above my sleepy eyes when Gabriel comes blowing on his horn. When Gabriel comes blowing on his horn. When Gabriel comes blowing on his horn.
The duo is Among the Oak and Ash, and the song is Angel Gabriel. It's on their debut CD together, although both Josh Joplin and Garrison Starr separately have had long careers. coming together as Among the Oak and Ash, where did the title come from? Josh?
Well,
Garrison?
Oh, well.
Well, I was going to say, we were
somebody?
As we were driving down to Nashville to make the record, we started to think, well, we need to come up with a band name, so Garrison was sitting in the passenger seat, and I was driving, and we were just looking through like Pete Seeger songbooks and things like that. And of course, we stumbled upon one that we both wanted to call ourselves, which was Hell Among the Yearlings.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry,
was Hell Among the Yearlings?
Yeah, Hell okay. Among the Yearlings. And Gillian Welch had made a record called Hell Among the
so
Yearlings.
So annoying.
And we just felt like,
so
we, just felt like we can't really follow up with a band called that. So. We
stuck our finger, like we just closed my eyes and put my finger down and landed on a song called Among the Oak and the Ash, right?
Well, it was The Oak and the Ash.
And the Ash.
Right.
Song.
And then I still loved Among, so that night we got back up the next day and I was like, how about Among the Oak and Ash, which would give us a Hell Among the Yearlings.
But you were adamant about, you were like, we're not going to be the something. Yeah. We're not doing that.
Because then you would be The Oak and you would
be
the Ash.
That's exactly what he said.
We're already dealing with that anyhow. So
yeah. Somebody called us down in the trees in the grass or something recently. So it's like they're like, "What's your band called? Among the Oak and Ash." What? Okay, just here's a sticker. Take the sticker.
Down the trees.
All right. Now, in addition to doing all of these old American folk songs, I mean, you're both songwriters, and two of the 12, are original compositions. Mm-hmm. One of them is called Joseph Hillstrom, 1879 to 1915. Mm-hmm. Unusual title until you realize Joseph Hillstrom is Joe Hill,
yeah,
the early 20th right. century labor organizer. Josh, is this one of yours?
It is, and it's a song that, again, in the idea of, you know, behind the Among the Oak and Ash was that we were going to, you know, play a rock band, and we were going to play these songs, but we also wanted to, you know, pay tribute to the all kinds of different folk music genres. So this was sort of a nod to the social...
the protest song.
Protest song, yeah. And I wrote this song when I was probably 16 or 17, and I loved Phil Oakes, and he had a song called Joe Hill, and of course, you know, Paul Robeson's recording, you know, which was very famous, and I Dreamed I Saw Joe Hill Last Night was of course, probably the preeminent version. Mm-hmm. And Joe Hill, like... I think for a lot of people who sing folk music or consider themselves folk singers, saw him as he was dangerous. And I think that there was some of us who actually felt like he made the music that we wanted to make. We wanted to make this music seem like it was relevant to a cause, and he obviously paid the ultimate price for his union organizing, singing these songs.
Mm-hmm. He was accused of murder and convicted and executed
and
by
executed
firing squad.
And then yeah, and
very
then,
very controversial.
Very controversial because all the records have mysteriously disappeared on his death and conviction. But so he seemed like a punk to me, I guess. At the time I was into punk music, he seemed like a punk, and he seemed like he was the Clash embodied.
Let's hear a little bit of the song. It's from the album by Among the Oak and Ash. A little bit of the song called Joseph Hillstrom, 1879 to 1915, a song written about Joe Hill, the labor leader and folk singer, and Josh Joplin and Garrison Starr are the duo Among the Oak and Ash, and this appears on their CD. There is an odd man out on the CD, the bonus track. Which is, after all this, like, you know, folk music and, you know, talking about Joe Hill and, you know, this, even the new songs are, sort of fit the rest of the record, there is a Smiths tune. Yeah. You cover Big Mouth. Big Mouth Strikes Again. Why?
Because I wanted to play the guitar part. That's
yeah,
the reason.
That is true, actually.
You wanted,
really,
wanted to be Johnny Marr.
Yeah, she wanted to be Johnny Marr. I wanted to be Morrissey. And the truth is that when I was learning all this music, I was... the Smiths were what I was listening to. So for me, it didn't seem so odd.
We did, yeah.
The song is Big Mouth Strikes Again, originally by the Smiths. Here's the version from Among the Oak and Ash from their Verve Forecast CD. Josh and Garrison are performing at Joe's Pub on September 30th and have been playing for us here in our studio this afternoon. Garrison, Josh, thank you both.
Thank you so much, John.
That's a little bit of music from Among the Oak and Ash. And we end today's show, which has been looking back and has kind of retrospective cast, by remembering the late Merce Cunningham. As we heard this morning, the legendary choreographer and dancer died last night, aged 90. He created hundreds of dances, often worked with artists across disciplines, including painters, architects, even rock bands like Sonic Youth and Radiohead. Perhaps his greatest collaboration was his decades-long association with this composer, John Cage. Together, the two of them developed a process of working independently of each other, and Merce Cunningham told us about this process on Soundcheck back in 2002.
With John, for example, he would like to know as soon as possible what the structure of my piece might be, how long, and any divisions into parts. And then he would go away and make a different structure. We always wanted to have whatever work we were doing, if possible, to have a visual artist involved, and with the same, in the sense, the same principle, that is, that the artist could do within the limits of our practical setup, of course, do what he was or she was interested in, rather than making something from some idea of mine. It certainly has been an extraordinary experience over the years with working with different artists this way. And on the whole, I think that it has worked out to be something lively.
Typical understatement from the late Merce Cunningham, whose career was, yes, lively and a kind of landmark experience in American art, working across disciplines with composers and painters and visual artists. That was Merce Cunningham on Soundcheck back in September of 2002. He died last night at the age of 90. And that's all for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, Steely Dan brings its jazz-inflected pop back to the Beacon Theater this week, and we'll have a Soundcheck Smackdown debate on the group's legacy. Also tomorrow, Cedar Walton. He's a veteran of the post-bop era of jazz, and he'll play live in our studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program's produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Alicia Abbott. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Georgia Kral. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC. ¶¶